Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3, the game, moving along on a beautiful Friday. Seems like I'm saying that every day, guys.
That's good. We like that.
Absolutely. But it is Friends and Family Friday. Very excited for our next guest. He was a fraternity brother of mine. We go way, way back. It is my fraternity brother, Keg. Keggy, how you doing, buddy?
Artie, it's good to hear from you, buddy. How are you doing?
Don't act like you haven't heard from me in a while. I just texted you a couple days ago.
We just texted a few minutes.
All right, Keg, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead. They're going to mute my mic. They're going to ask you a bunch of embarrassing questions. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And just let it rip. So, guys, go ahead. Speak to my fraternity brother, Keg.
I can't wait for this, Rich. Arnie's here with us. His mic is off, and the world just feels good here. We can get the real dirt. Keg, we hear about you frequently. I feel like I know you intimately already. I have to ask you, how did you guys meet?
Well, Arnie, I think we picked him up at the airport. And, you know, our fraternity was, we weren't the richest guys. We weren't the best looking guys. We weren't the smartest guys. We're kind of the island of misfit toys, the fraternities, if you would. And so our standards were quite low. So Arnie fit right into that. And we went and picked him up at the airport. And the rest is history. We had a great group of friends. There was quiche. There was resin. There was PR. There was Thumpy. There was me, Keg. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Just a cast of characters. And so we had quite many adventures.
So what was Arnie's nickname? It's Keg and Resin and all these other names. What was his?
Okay, so Arnie's nickname, a little derogatory, but when we grew up as kids, we're old, there was a show called Green Acres, and they had a character on there, and it was Arnold the Pig. So we kind of morphed his name, and his nickname is Spiggy. And so it started off as Arnold the Pig, then it was Spig, and with the Spanier, and then it became Spiggy, Spignacho, kind of the dude thing, you know, all that, the old El Spigarino.
Why did Arnie have to join a frat? Could he not make friends just going around campus hanging out at intramurals or anything? Why did he have to hook up with you guys?
Exactly, yes. He needed friends and, you know, other misfits, and so we provided that for him.
Now, this is kind of a silly question because obviously he was, but how much fun was Arnie in a frat?
We had a blast. I mean, we had a friend, Bob, and he was always taking notes, and he was like, I'm going to write a book with this someday, but nobody's going to believe it. We had a fantastic time. You know, Arnie's a big hoopster in his day, and our fraternity had an enclosed basketball court, not covered, but inside the fraternity walls, and so it attracted a lot of, and we had a really good intramural team, and we used to play in Bear Down Gym at U of A, and it was a lot of fun, yeah.
So, did Arnie actually drink back then? Because we've seen him have like 5 beers in the 3.5 years we've done the show together. Tell me at least he, because I didn't know any frat guys that never drank. So, did Arnie drink back then?
He faked it. You know, you're right on the money. He would drink. Actually, he drank quite a bit back then, but it was just out of peer pressure. But I'll tell you one thing. Arnie is a quarters champion. Wow. Now, if you're not familiar with the game quarters, you drop a quarter, you try to hit it into a glass, the other guy's got a drink. He could put people under the table. We used to go to a bar called the Green Dolphin, and Arnie'd sit in his corner, and it was just like, you want to go challenge Arnie, you know, bring your A game.
Quarters at the Green Dolphin. Yeah. That sounds like that sounds like a country song.
It was a country song. We were in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get started here. Tell us about the time you guys interviewed as lifeguards.
Oh, my gosh. So Arnie and I enjoyed our academic career to the fullest, and we wanted to stay down there. It was such a great gig for summer school. And so we, our parents said, okay, you can be there in summer school. We'll help you with your rent, but you got to get jobs. We're not just going to, you know, pay you to freeload, although, you know, that's what ended up happening. And so, you know, we took one class in, like, basket weaving and World War II history or something, and then we got on the newspaper. Again, we're old. This is a long time ago. And you know, we're circling these jobs, and Arnie says, here's a perfect one, a lifeguard. We'll just hang out in the chair all day, with sunglasses, you know, pick a kid up by the back of his neck if we need to, you know, we can do this. And so the requirement was to swim a mile. And so Arnie and I, the beginning of the summer, had decided to go get to the thrift shops. This is before Goodwill. We went down to the thrift shop on 4th Avenue, and we got these matching Hawaiian shirts and Hawaiian pants. His was blue and blackish. Mine was orange and blackish, but they were right next to each other. They're exactly the same, big floppy, you know, as the whole thing. And we're like, we're going to wear this every day this summer. We had pools in Arizona, so anyway, but do the math there. So we're wearing this stuff, and we have these big, like, you know, sea anchor long pants on, and we're like, we're going to swim a mile. So we pace off our pool at the apartment complex. We figured out what a mile was. You know, we're pushing off the wall three-quarters of the way. We're like, we can do this. So we did 43 laps in the pool, half of it walking on the bottom, and we're ready to go. So it's the big day for the lifeguard test. Arnie has a habit of here's the good stuff. This is the good stuff. Arnie has a habit of when he gets nervous, okay, before gates, and before any kind of event like a lifeguard competition, he gets so nervous, it starts with him saying, I don't feel so good, and it ends with him throwing up in the sink, okay? So this is it's a nervous guy. Anyways, so he does his thing. We're ready to go. Now, Arnie had this Porsche 911.
Wow.
And it sounds a lot sexier than it was. It was closer to a Volkswagen. And his dad had sent him money to fix the door because the door hinge was falling off. Well, he used that money, you know, to party. And so Arnie and I are, back then, you know, Arnie's a big guy, and I'm a big guy. I'm up, just picture like a fire plug, and, you know, north of 260. And we're getting in and out of this Porsche through the windows, you know? So it was a horrible scene. So we roll up to the YMCA, and like out of a movie, we each grab one of these double doors, and we open the door, and there is 30 people in Speedos and hat, you know, the little swimmer hats, and it's, you know, the guy doing that thing, you know, the with the arms and the waving the arms, and we're like, oh man, we're in trouble. And so we get up to the thing, and the little lady's got her clipboard, and we go, we're here for the lifeguard test. And she's like, well, it's actually a competition.
Oh, no.
For the 6 spots. And so Arnie, you know, we do the math, we're not going to make, you know, so Arnie says, well, you know, there's got to be something we can do here, you know. You can never take the Brooklyn out of Arnie. I'm sorry, not Brooklyn, pardon me, the Bronx out of Arnie. Even though he grew up in L.A., he's a Bronx guy. And so he's, you know, he's going to make a deal with these. He's going to talk his way through it. We had no luck, and we ended up running out to Bobo's on Grand Avenue and getting biscuits and gravy and going back home. So that's that story.
We're talking with Arnie's frat brother Keg here on Family and Friends Talk Friday on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. You know, I'm sure you know Arnie's wife, Beth. We all love Beth. She used to work here too. But he did date some women before her. Are there any good Arnie stories about pre-Beth life? You know, Lee, Cindy, Paula, any of the old women Arnie used to run with?
Oh, boy. You know, in respect to Beth and for Arnie's safety, I'm going to just tell these stories in a broad brushstroke.
Okay.
Arnie's dating style, okay, was stalking is a strong word. It was more like ghosting, and it kind of just was always where whatever poor girl, you know, he set his eyes on. And he just kind of, you know, pushed his way in. And yes, he did have his first girlfriend was a member of the 80 Pie House, and we used to do this thing where we had a double decker English bus, and we'd put a keg on that little part where you get on, and we would drive up to the sororities and say, "Hey, we're having a party at our house, free beer," and you know. Then some girls would get on the bus, and we'd pick up a bunch of girls, and we'd bring them back to the house, and there'd be a band and about 12 kegs, and you know, I'm not exaggerating, like 10, 12 kegs, and all hooked together. And we would hire some, you know, some garage band, and it was Nirvana. And so I think that's how Arnie's first girlfriend, he met her, was through that deal. I can just say that she's great personality. That's what I'll say about her. I think one time a friend of ours, Eric, described her as blotchy. And
wow.
Yeah, so I'm just going to leave that at that. Great personality. Arnie's second girlfriend was a Jersey Shore girl, and she had kind of a Flock of Seagulls haircut going and braces. And smaller than his first girlfriend, and nice gal, and she hung out with these three Jersey girls, Weenie, and there was a whole crew. And so we all lived at this apartment complex. It was like Peyton Place. There was a pool in the middle, and they put all the college people together. So there was a two-story apartment with staring at a pool, and everybody around this pool was in a fraternity or sorority. Oh, and by the way, our fraternity, after a 22-year proud history at the University of Arizona, about a year and a quarter, year and a half after Arnie arrived, we got kicked off campus.
Shocking.
We started paying, we leased our house from the university, and we used that money to throw these big parties. So, anyways, we're off campus. Now we're in apartments, and that's how he met his second gal. And she, you know how couples will walk together and stuff? He was always kind of walking behind her. I'll just say that. And so, and then the last one was we took a train down to Mazatlan. Again, we weren't the rich kids. We had to take the train. We didn't fly in. And we took a train to Mazatlan for spring break, and we got put up in a hotel. By the way, we got stuck in an elevator in Mexico. That was hilarious. And he met this other gal. She was from Texas, and the next thing you know, she's coming back to live with Arnie in Tucson. I mean, this guy is amazing, you know? I mean, he was a tall guy. He had hair back then, and, you know, he worked it. So it was very fun.
Now, when you say he worked it, I mean, you got any pickup lines you remember or any moves, any special Arnie moves?
Oh, no. I go back to the ghosting thing. It's just kind of an overwhelming presence, and you just, you know, you give in eventually. I think that's kind of his technique.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left with you, Keg, so I got to ask you about the time you had to save Arnie's foot from getting amputated.
Oh, yes. He got an infection, and he almost lost his foot. So that was not a good thing. But
how did you save it?
We pierced it.
Well, that sounds
so
fun.
You don't want to go. Don't talk about Arnie's feet. I'm almost done with the therapy from that. Arnie kept an active fungus in one of his toes and liked to saw it with a sock. Because it felt good to itch it. And you got it out of me. But that's kind of what was going on there.
Oh.
Yeah. Nasty, huh?
What's the story?
I'll tell you one other last story that I think you're funny. We were going to go on a road trip. We used to rent these motorhomes. We were going to go to UCLA for a game over Thanksgiving break, and we ended up going to Vegas. Everybody lost all their money, and we ended up ripping out the utility lines because we couldn't pay the Circus RV Resort the fee we owed them. So we just kind of did a midnight dash out of there and then headed to the UCLA game where we got in a fight with a bunch of Navy SEALs.
Oh, good.
Well, that's a good idea.
That sounds great.
Before we bring the man himself back, Arnie's neighbor threatened to shoot him? What's the story between almost getting shot by a neighbor?
I would just say that, you know, people either love Arnie or they really hate him. And this guy was in the latter category.
Yeah. Oh, so we're not getting no more details on that, Keg?
You know, I know the statute of limitations is expired, but, you know, I can neither confirm nor deny that we did something to make that stop.
Keg, it was my neighbor in the
duplex.
The duplex, right. And
yes.
He got really drunk, and he's like, I don't care what the – I'm going to shoot that guy. And I don't even know what I did to him. I didn't know what I – but he didn't like me.
It was just your overwhelming, obnoxious personality. Yeah. I think he just had enough.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't like us, though. People in our own fraternity didn't like us.
They didn't. You're true. We had a, we had our own little sub crew there. We were, you know, we were. You think back, Arnie. We were like a motorcycle gang, lawless, with Greek letters and preppy clothes on. I mean, it was out of control.
Oh, okay, I gotta tell you, I miss you guys. You're the best. You gotta come up to, you gotta come out to the East Coast. I know everybody always comes back to Phoenix, but I mean, everybody. Akish lives in Florida. Evan Rezin lives in New York. I'm in Vermont. You gotta come back up here.
I do need to come out there. I would love to see you and Shay and Beth. Arnie's the only guy who started in Los Angeles, goes to Phoenix, Scottsdale, goes to Vegas, goes to Texas, and now Vermont. No offense to Vermont, but I'm just saying, you know, that there's no winner in those other places. That's his trajectory.
Keg is dating right now one of our little sisters from college.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're dating someone from the sorority house with the keg bus?
Maybe. I'll tell you the last thing about Arnie, though. Yeah. Lifelong friend. A lifelong friend, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Keg, I miss you guys.
I miss you, too.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. We'll have to get, like, Rezin or Keyshawn next, but I'll give you a call later on. Okay, buddy?
Okay, buddy. Take care. It's good to talk to you guys, and have a great day. And stay safe out there.
You too. There goes Keg. Family Talk Friday. Arnie, you know, I think, does he want to host his own radio show? Because I think he gave us like a 4-minute dissertation once without even so much as breathing.
We couldn't even make a dent on some of the stories. Keg, when I first got there, I transferred from Southern Colorado. Keg was our house manager, and he would fix things, and he had already been thrown out of school after 1 year. And to get like a new window or a door, we'd have to give him like a couple of cans of ravioli or soup or something to keep him going.
Couple of guys who couldn't, you know, were pretty much in the bag 24/7 through the entire college experience, his recollection was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, he was telling you the exact two colors of both of your swim trunks.
Yeah, did you plan this? Did you talk to him yesterday and prep him?
He left a few things out, but it's funny because I remember the going in for the lifeguard thing. Keg was unshaven, and he always had a cigarette in his mouth. And he walked in with the cigarette in his mouth, and I swear, he didn't tell you, but all 30 looked at us like, this has got to be a joke.
Right.
I love how you trained for the swimming by walking along the bottom.
Well, we wanted to see if we could do a couple laps, and then Keg's like, oh, we could do this. I go, let's just walk a little bit and see if we could finish it up. You also had to, I think you had to, like, tread water for, like, an hour, no, for like 10 minutes or something.
Now, did he do this with a cigarette in his mouth?
No, we looked at each other.
He thought they went to eat.
Yeah, we're like, we're not going to make this. I mean, people are in Speedos and working out. We really showed up with, like, long, disgusting Hawaiian shorts and Hawaiian shirt.
And it
was
hair and
eye blinding. It just was terrible. It was crazy.
Well, maybe since we talked about an hour one, we did in the top 4 and 4 2. Since Rich is dogging us now,
yes.
Maybe Keg wants to come be our co-host next time Rich goes on vacation.
Exactly. We'll have it the Brady, Arnie, and Keg show.
Yeah. Well, just call it the Keg Party, and he can be the star.
Since that was funny, but I'm so mad at you still. I'm not going to give you too much credit for it, but that was pretty good. But since Rich wants to go hook up with the WVMT guys and join their show, apparently.
Wow.
Then we'll get Keg on our side.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thanks to my buddy Keg. That was fun. So
does he have a name, by the way?
His name's Mike, but we called him Keg.
When he called it the commercial, he goes, this is Michael. I go, we're not looking for Michael. Yeah. We're looking for Keg.
We're looking for his girlfriend we used to call Pony Keg. So, you know, I tell you, it was... now he's dating one. I guess he didn't want to comment on that.
No, that's for sure.
Dating one of our little sisters.
He was running away from that inquiry like his hair was on fire.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Did being in a frat ever get you anywhere in the professional world? Because I see being in a frat is just an excuse to drink.
Yeah,
however,
it is. Pretty much it is.
They all say like, oh yeah, well, you know, like networking. Oh, the CEO of that place, he's also a Delta Phi.
Right.
Did it ever get you anywhere?
It helps the big fraternities. Keg was pretty much right. We were more like a social club. It was we did bad things. We did very bad things.
Did you have to do like community service and all that to keep your accreditation and all that?
Yeah, we pretend we did.
Yeah, there you go.
Watch cars out on the main drag in Tucson.
We just had some. We had some crazy guys.
I think Keg might have had one too many Milwaukee's best, though, for the fact that he called you a hooper back in the day.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know. He doesn't play ball. He played football. He was like a big lineman. Like his claim, I forget who he said he tackled some guy that made it to the NFL.
So then he was the powder keg.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. Although I won't compliment you either.
Wow.
Just saying, since you dogged us earlier, we're in a bit of a spat right now.
I don't know anything about this.
Couples therapy perhaps is needed.
I hope you like keg out there. I don't even know what we're getting to next, Brady. What are we doing next? You tell me.
Aaron Judge's girlfriend, speaking of all the drinking, she did some drinking and was arrested. The video's out.
Do you know who I am? All right, that's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.